So deciding to fill out another one of these questionnaires. I found one from JM Delphi, the latest kinky sexy GWA questionnaire. So yeah, I guess we'll just jump right into it. Okay, so number one, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Hardcore's fine. I'm also a big fan of terms of endearment. Sweetie, dear, etc., etc. So, number two, what is your most impressive or go-to party trick? First, this implies that I go to parties. I don't really have one necessarily. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of boring. I don't really have a go-to one. Sorry. Alright. So, number three. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing? Or favorite childhood artists / bands? I don't know what my first musical artist would have been. But childhood artist would probably be a band called Reliant K. I don't know if anyone's heard of them, but they were pretty good. I still listen to them occasionally. They're fun, I guess. I don't know how to describe their music. I'm pretty bad at describing musical genres or whatever. But yeah, they're silly, so. Number four, what did you want to be when you grew up? Zookeeper, because as a kid, I'm sure as with most kids, I'm a big fan of animals and would go to the zoo like almost all the time. And I had so many books on different types of animals, and I would memorize random factoids about these animals, and I was just obsessed. just being like around them sounded like the coolest thing to childhood me. So yeah, being a zookeeper was number five, do you have a celebrity doppelganger? I don't think I do. Well, if I do, it's not, they aren't in any media that I look at, pretty much. So maybe he's out there somewhere. favorite smell. When it rains, that's a pretty awesome smell. I also really like it when like cookies are baking, or any type of baked good is getting prepared, or bacon, or favorite smell. like, I had one in mind, and then it's like going off onto tangents now. I'd have to I'll stick with rain though, since I said it first, and it so rarely rains here that it's always like great when it does. So, yeah. Next one. How did you find GWA? I think I was looking at one of the like NSFW 411 or another one of those like aggregates for different porn subreddits, and Gone Wild Audio was on like the top of the list, and I'm like, audio? I wonder what that is. And well, here I am now. Yeah, when I first discovered this place, I wasn't super impressed, because I don't know, this is a while ago. And, yeah, I just wasn't super impressed to start, and I don't know what prompted me to come back necessarily, but I did. I don't remember what. Yeah, and I'm glad I did, because it's probably my favorite subreddit, pretty much, so. Yeah, I'm glad I stuck around. what's your favorite kind of audio? I'm a big fan of Friends to Lovers, or affectionate stuff. Just like cute shit, pretty much. where it's obvious, like in the audio, the relation between the speaker and the listener is like, they're like already emotionally connected, and they really like each other for whatever reason, and then blah blah blah, and babying and stuff. but yeah, just cute, affectionate stuff. And humor. Humor is also like a lot of fun, obviously. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? I discovered I'm really into like gentle femdom. Yeah, that's real nice. I didn't think I'd be into anything like that. Anything else? It's taught me that more people like my voice than I thought they would, so that's pretty cool. Any other things? I can't think of anything at the moment, so yeah, on to the next one. What sort of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I don't know, like, I'm super easy to please when it comes to certain voices. Mic quality, I guess, is one. It's not like, really something that necessarily draws me, but it certainly helps. that they're obviously into what they're saying. Like, they, as they're speaking, you know, they're at least somewhat enjoying themselves when they're recording these. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I haven't really thought of what necessarily attracts me. Just like, I don't know, they have a nice voice, I guess. alright. Number 11. Would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? I mean, if we were both down for it, potentially. There's obviously just like, there's that definite apprehension of, oh, I'm meeting a strange person on the internet sort of thing. But I don't know. I definitely consider it. I'm not sure if I'd necessarily go through with meeting a person. Definitely consider it, at least. If someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? Let's see. In regards to, like, because I'm not feeling super creative at the moment. Oops. That was a pen. Sorry. In regards to, like, tags, maybe msub, something dorky or nerdy, something silly and affectionate. I don't know. Like I said earlier, like, favorite kind of audio to listen to, Friends to Lovers, I really like making those, and having, so, stuff like that, just, you know, cute shit, again. Other than GWA, what is your favorite, not safe for work subreddit? Also kinda, that was another challenge, just not include GWA associated subreddits, so not here, sorry. But it would be, let's see, kind of a, I don't know, maybe adorable porn, or, there's one that's a smaller one, Peach Fuzz, where it's like the downy hair on a person, on a woman's body, which is like super hot. Yeah, those are probably my favorite. Yeah. And so, and last is a bonus, which is, moan for us, please. So yeah, here you go. Bit rambly, but yeah, still fun. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.